Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless y'all. Thank you for tuning in today on Thursday, our outreach day, and we are listening here together on revmedianetwork.com. And just to give you an update on what we're doing out here, let's first start with our address. It's Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. God bless you. Thank you so much for your support. We've been getting some support from the online, and people have been visiting and revisiting our site. Right now, I think we've had a total of 1,000 people come back and listen to our show, and that's a great thing, because you think of all the people that have hit our sites and everyone that's touched some portion of our sites or been visiting somewhere, whether it was this month, last month, or the month before. We've been running for about 3 months now. We're here in August, and we started in late May, and we started full streaming very late May. And so we've grown from 2,000 visitors to 7,500 to 13,000 of them. And those are just hits. And then now we're almost at 14. So that's good. We're not done with this month. So I'm thinking we're going to probably finish up about, I was figuring we're going to probably finish up about 18, something like that. That'll be cool if we get there, and we'll be well over 1,000 regular visitors back. That means 1,000 people out there are coming back to our site, listening for hours at a time. And that is a blessing. That is a blessing, because, you see, and this is what Outreach Day is. We talk about things, how to reach people, how to do things. Have you ever had an idea, my friends? You ever have something in your heart, and you wanted to do it so bad, and you want to do something, and you say, well, I think that'll work, but it just sits on a shelf. I remember hearing a preacher preach one time a sermon about a man that walked a graveyard. And when I think actually the story goes that he went and visited another preacher, and this preacher was talking to him and told him that he had a vision from God, that he woke up in the spirit, and he seen this graveyard. And when he seen this graveyard, he said, "What do you see?" And he seen just a regular graveyard. And if you ever walked a graveyard and walked around, it's not the prettiest things at night. We used to go through this graveyard when we were kids, and you do crazy things when you're kids and stuff. So we used to go through this graveyard, and we'd always try, and we've always heard that if you go at a certain time, you'd see things. And we went by one time, and we freaked out because we did see something, and I don't know what it was, but it sure scared the heck out of my brother and one of my best friends as well. But I tell you what, when you look at that and you see a graveyard, you can see it in the morning where it looks nice and clean, fresh burial and all the other stuff. I just logged to my chat tango, so if anyone wants to chat with me during the show and actually send us a message on what we're doing and what kind of prayer requests they may have or what they want to share in outreach. We're talking about outreach today. We're talking about trying to get something going in your life and trying to get something happening to make things work. Our address, our website address, of course, is revmedianetwork.com. And you can also listen on revministries.com or any of our other websites, davidyanezministries.com, which is just up and stuff. So back to what I was talking about. Well, he had this vision of this graveyard, and when he seen this graveyard, he said that this Holy Spirit talked to him and said that this graveyard was a vision of dead dreams. He asked him, "What do you see out there?" He said, "I see a bunch of graves." He goes, "No." He goes, "I see a bunch of dead dreams. There's many men of God that have been buried, many women of God that have been buried, that have been as bones is all that's left, and their spirits in heaven, but the vision and the dream has stopped because they stopped." There are certain things you need to do to continue your vision even as you're gone. Your anointing should carry forward. But not only that, is some of these people probably didn't get off the launch platform before they ended up in the grave. So, what I'm saying is this, my friends. This is what I'm saying. There's a lot of dreams out there. Dreams that you have in your heart that I will constitute today as outreach. I will refer to them today as outreach. Today is our outreach day, and I want to be able to reach people for God. Amen? There's no other thing that you were built for. There's no other thing that you should have been thinking about. When you got up this morning, you should be thinking, how can I reach people for God? How can I reach people for God? So, email me, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com or david@revmedianetwork.com, david@revministries, whatever. Just email me, and we'll be able to talk and stuff. But one thing I want to ask is this, and that is this. How many of you have dreams or have an idea and have yet to try it? How many of y'all? How many of y'all thought about something, how to touch someone's life, and yet you didn't? You didn't pursue it, go for it, or make it happen because you didn't try it. The other day, my pastor preached a sermon that was good, that you're never too old and you're never too young to be used by God. And he talked about trying to make yourself, and it's on our website. I believe it's in the stream. If you go to our stream site, our website that you're on right now, or if you go to Rev Media Network and you go to Church Streams, and you click on David Hope, and on his player that's there, it'll play his previous Sunday service, which was Inhabiting Eternity, and it basically talked about how you can still move and still, your vision has to start somewhere. It doesn't start at the end of things. It doesn't start at the victory point, but it starts at the building point, where you have to be able to put yourself, put your mind, put your heart completely on God and allow him to use you and start with one thing. He used an example of how we started this station. It was an idea. We put it together. We start doing the station by painting. We start doing the station by building it. And first we had to clean the room. Then we had to paint the room that we're going to put the station at, because we're using the auxiliary station here. We had to build the website, put everything together, and it took an idea. But it also took effort. How many of us know out there that it's going to take an effort from individuals to reach people for God? How many of us understand that people aren't just going to come to God unless you make an effort for God? Amen? So how many of us know that it's going to take an effort? You're going to have to make an effort if you want to reach people for God. You need to be able to make sure that people out there understand that God has people that need to be reached, and he's putting ideas in you, witty inventions. He's putting things in you that you could only do, and he needs you to do it. Amen? So in order to reach people, we need an effort. Amen? There. That bell sounded a little bit better. So remember, when you hear that bell, that means I want you to remember what I'm telling you. I want you to hear what the preacher got to say to you. What does the Rev have to tell you today? That's my monarch, the Rev. And I know those that have been following us over the last 6 years have been able to hear me on a weekly basis. Well, now you get me to every day. And regardless if I'm finished, busy, or whatever I got to get done, we're going to do this show. We're going to make sure people get together, because this is my effort. Amen? This is my effort, David Yanez, trying to reach people for God. Now, I'd like to let you know that we've had over 50 people come to Christ since we started this station 2-3 months ago. We've also had over 42 people request healing prayer. And we're seeing some healings. Amen? By faith. But what is your effort? What is your effort? What do you have to put forth? Well, for me, I just can tell you what I've been doing and how I'm trying to reach things and make things happen. So I just need to make sure that you understand that it's no matter what happens out there, I'm going to keep going forward. What is your effort if we titled that as the song, as the show song? Yeah, Davey don't sing. What is your effort? What are you out there trying to get done? Well, we know that everybody needs God. Amen. We know everybody needs to have God in their lives. There's no doubt that in my mind that everybody has to have God in their life. Regardless. They are not going to get to heaven without God. This past week, like I shared with you on Tuesday and I shared with you on last Friday, that we buried my cousin, my childhood cousin that I grew up with, and that everything I used to go and do when I was 16, 17, and 18, she was there. She was always with us, was always with me and my brother and her sister. And we're kind of was a little group of four running around doing things, and it was tough. It was tough. But the thing is that I want you to remember is that out of this, what I'm telling you is this, and let me get my bell ready, is that she touched a lot of people. Several hundred people. I think the place held 300 people. It was packed. It was packed. And that was a blessing because I seen the life that she touched people. She touched people. She made an effort. She made an effort to affect people on an ongoing basis. It got to be consistent. It's got to be genuine. It's got to be consistent. And it has to be genuine. Because if it's not consistent, it's not genuine. It got to come from the heart. People can tell the difference. People will be able to tell the difference. So what I want you to think about and what I want you to hold on to is this. You have to make an effort. But think about it. How many people are going to show up or be touched by you? How many people have you touched? Or how many people have you affected? God wants you to do so much. That's why we have these outreach days. And we're going to have some guests on outreach days and on outreach and on faith. I have Michael Snow from Lighthouse International Ministries. And he's going to be out with us in a few weeks. His wife is having a baby, which is my cousin. And she's having a baby. And as soon as that's all taken care of and everybody's home and safe and they get back to the regular schedule, you know how that is. If you've had children before, you know what I'm talking about. Then we'll be able to do a show with him, and he'll be able to come to the studio or do a call-in, whichever fits him, and it'll be a blessing. It'll touch people's lives. What is your effort, my friends? What is your effort? You could be a part of touching someone today. I'll tell you how when we get back from this infomercial about my book. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you? so that you are almost out of grace. If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere the books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card, and if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you at the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
Welcome back to the show. It's David Yanez. You're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Our email address is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. Email me. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know how you want to see some shows continue so we can help people grow. You can be a part, my friends, of reaching people. Now, I know you heard of this and you hear this all the time. I'm a big believer in sowing and reaping. I'm a big believer in that. It works. It works. And I'll tell you why it works. And you're going to think I'm crazy. But I'm going to tell you why it works. Last year, about this time, I think maybe I was wanting to do a lot of things for God. And it was, actually, it was probably, I'm thinking that it was probably around May, maybe in the spring. And what I wanted to do was, my heart was really wanting to do more. Have you ever felt like you wanted to get outside of the church walls? Just get outside of them? I mean, don't get me wrong, I love church. And you know, when you're starting to do things for God, and you're gonna want to be in church, because there is no way that you could follow God and not want to be in His presence and not want to be in His church when it opens. I know it seems laborsome sometimes, and sometimes when you got to get your makeup on and get yourself ready for the church service. And for me, it's like there's a very famous minister here in Houston. His name is John Osteen, and I used to go to his church all the time. And he's the father of Joe Osteen, and I know you'll know about Joe and his ministry and his books, and he's doing a great work for God. And John Osteen would always say this, and I tell you what, I can affirm this. It is so true. He said that it didn't get holy in his household until they hit the threshold, until they opened the church doors to go into the church. He said that before he could get to service, he said he had to get the kids in the car, get them dressed, drive 60 miles an hour in a 35 to make it to church to preach on time. He's the preacher. And at the same time, was reaching in the back of his station wagon and swinging his hands at one of the kids to smack him to sit him down so they could listen. And everything was like that chaos until the doors opened and everybody got holy right quick. It's true. I can affirm that. I can say that I know how that is to get ready in the morning. It is a trial. And when you have a lot of kids and a lot of things you got to get done, it is an issue to get ready for God, for God's house, and for doing things. So, saying that, I know it can be troublesome, or it can be, feel like it's, I don't know the word to be, I guess redundant, over and over again. But, when you truly, truly are doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're following God, it's not going to be a chore. It won't be a chore to go to church. You're going to want to be in God's house. When you're in love with God, you're going to want to be in His house. Now, you may not want to be in every service, but you're going to want to be in His house. Like myself, I have to push myself to go to the men's meeting, push myself to go to Wednesday night service and stuff, because I'm not really involved in doing anything in those two services, but the services I'm involved in, I'm really excited I'm there. So, but it's called discipline, and it's called submitting the flesh and making yourself go to do things that you're supposed to be doing, because, you know, I'm the associate pastor. I got to go to those things. But other than that, my friends, you get that urge that you want to go outside the walls. I mean, haven't you driven your car through your city? I don't know what city you live in, but here in Houston, if you drive around and almost in any major city, and it's getting to the point where almost anywhere you go now, even small towns, that you get to a corner and you see someone and you want to help them. You want to help them. You want to touch their lives, because you look at them and you know, those are the invisible people. Remember we shared that article a few weeks ago about that man that was doing a documentary. He used to be homeless. He's not homeless anymore. So he's taking a video camera, a laptop, and $45. I guess he can give Rachel Ray a run for her money, $45 a day. He's doing $45 for his entire 3-month trip. And he's going to go by faith and go from city to city to city, documenting the stories of homeless people. And he opened up a blog and a website. You remember that story? It was on ChristianPost.com, I believe, or you can check CBN News. It was on one of those. Just do a search on there if you want to read the article. But just to give you the highlight, he just said it is sad about the invisible people. He didn't like to call them invisible people or homeless. You know, he just called them the people that people didn't want to see anymore. And, well, to me, it's just invisible people, because they are practically invisible. When you get to a corner or something, you kind of, like, you ignore them. And it's sad. But our mind has become accustomed to that. Our mind has become accustomed to not wanting to see that part of society. Or don't want to give up a dollar for a burger or whatever, they're going to go get a beer or something. It's true. I mean, it is so true. When we look at that, we don't want to see that part. Now, not all of us. Some of us have a heart for that. Some of us have a heart to help those people. Some of us have a heart to minister God's word to those people. It's about getting outside the walls. It's about touching people's lives. It's not about just the praise and worship in the church. It's not about the word alone in the church. It's about bringing people to church. I guarantee you this. If you bring them, God will clean them. You know why? He used to be a fisherman. Jesus used to be a fisherman. So he knows how to clean fish. So if you bring them to him, he will clean them for you. I guarantee it. He will clean those people for you. Now, my friends, think about this. And we're just getting serious. Today is outreach day, so I know a lot of people run from the radio or run from their internet connection when this is that day. And you don't have the heart to turn me off, but you do run away. And I appreciate that. I appreciate you staying tuned. Now get this. How many people have you invited to your church? It starts with us, my friends. It starts with us. Because if you're going to tell me, and you know what, we're going to step aside because there are thunderstorms right now happening in Houston, and they're happening all over the place, all the way to the East Coast. So we're going to say this. How many of y'all have 100% of your friends are saved? Now, I know someone said, I am. Well, we're going to step away from you if the lightning strikes, you know. If it strikes, it's going to hit you. In fact, I'm going to play you a little sound effect so you can understand what lightning sounds like. I know we all do. Here we go. I think this is lightning, so excuse me if it's not. Because I have one of these clips kind of inverted. Oh, yeah. That's the sound we were looking for right there. We'll do it one more time for you. Now, that's for you to realize before you answer and tell me all your friends are saved, that you, all your, everybody you know in your life are saved. That's your excuse why you haven't brought anyone to church. That's the sound. We're playing it for you. How many of you really say believe that? I mean, just ask yourself that. How many people have you brought to your church? You alone. Well, I'm constantly inviting people to my church because we need members, basically. I'm the only evangelist there, so I have to do my part. But you have to realize, it doesn't matter where you go, just as long as you bring someone with you. And to those who continue to bring people, good job. All you have to do now, which is very challenging, is live your life for God. But good job, you brought someone to church, now they're going to be looking at you and saying, no, that's what he did, and that's how she said it, and that's how she reacted, and that's how he reacted, and that's what they did. So, remember, it's about outreaching, it's about trying to touch people's lives, it's about making things happen, not only for you. I got a Twitter the other day, I think it was the other day, and I'm going to read it to you because this guy just started following me on Twitter, not like a stalker or anything, but basically, I got a lot of people that are the motivational speakers and stuff like that. They follow me, and this is what he put and said, do something nice for someone today, just because. And that's Jeremy Moore. You can go to his website. I think it's jeremymoore.com. I'm not quite sure. And these guys are following me, and that's cool because I don't go looking for people to follow on the Twitter. That's probably why I only got like 20-something people. But other than that, you know, there's this other guy, a retired NFL player, and he wrote this to me, and his name is Freddie Scott II. He used to play football professionally in the NFL, and he's following me, and I guess that's great because I'm following them now too because they're following me. I guess that's how you add people. Who knows? He put, I've decided to be a part of the solution, not just talk about the problem. That's what they Twittered me today, and I think I took my daughter to do her kindergarten test, so not too philosophical. But either way, there's some good people sending me some good material. And I tell you, my friends, it's all about reaching people. That's what we're talking about today. That's what we're talking about. The outreach. A lot of people ask me, how can you stay so busy? I only tell you probably a third of what I actually do. Because the other two-thirds will scare you. So, I stay real busy, but I stay balanced at home with the family and stuff. But it's because I make an effort to do something. Do you think that we would have written, and I'm not bragging, but do you think that we would have written 2 books, but do you think we even would have built a publishing company in our ministry if we didn't make an effort? If we didn't make an effort. Now, I'm not all about just making money because it's good to make money. I'm not going to tell you, money makes the world go around. And money will bless people. Your finances that you make, I always say this, and this is what I'm always saying to people. I think I Twittered this the other day, and I can take credit for this, that your job is not the final destination. It is just to sustain you and to create blessings. Because you're going to be a blessing. So it's to sustain and to bless. That's what your job is there. So when you're finished with your job, that's just your job, my friend. Your real job starts for God. Your real job, now get this, your real job starts for God. Ran to some family members over this weekend, of course, being at the funeral and everything. And I tell you, my friends, I will tell you this. It is amazing to see so much of my family doing God's work. It is a blessing. It is a blessing. Ooh, and I feel that. Praise God, I do. I feel that. It is a blessing to see that my father's prayers, he died in 1972, and his prayer, he prayed a lot. That man prayed so much and prayed so much. And my grandfather prayed. Both my grandfathers prayed so much. Prayed so much. And I tell you what, their prayers are not in vain. Because you're seeing their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, automatically stand up and grab that mantle to do the work of God. I can't tell you I've seen that in many families, but I see it in ours. And it's a good thing. They're making an effort. You have to make an effort to do God's work. People ask me all the time, David, you have like 13 websites. What are you going to do with all them? Save souls. That simple enough? Change people's lives. That's what I'm going to do with them. We've seen a lot of salvation come already through our websites. It takes time. And I'm not going to lie, it does take time to reach people. And the beautiful thing about Rev Media Network is that I can see everything that's going on. We have over 56 countries that have downloaded our shows. And they have listened regularly. We constantly see Canada. Canada, I love you, Canada. You got good burgers, too. I've had their burgers. They're pretty good. And they are awesome. They're listening all the time. 7, 12, 14 hours straight. They're listening every day. Romania. Don't know many people from Romania. I think my doctor's Romanian. But he is not listening right now. But his country is. And that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Because you want to see people touched. But and you don't know if they're being touched. But if they keep coming back, that means they're finding something that's going to minister to them. It's about making an effort. It's not easy doing a show every day. It isn't. I challenge you. Try it. It's hard. You have to get material. You have to pray. You have to get articles. It's for every hour I'm on, I got to do an hour and a half in research and prayer and writing. Basically. And then on top of that, continue to do all the other activities I do. But I'm making it an effort. Because one day, and I'm telling you, one day, I'm going to hear about some great reports. I want to thank Dana Smith, who is on Warn Radio. He's on tonight. I want y'all to tune in at 8 o'clock. If you've never heard Dana, you hear it throughout the day. I may have one or two of his shows rebroadcast. And we make sure that that you get to hear one of his shows and stuff. And the thing about him is he brought a lot of audience to us. And the thing is, his audience that not only comes and listens to us while he plays, but they come back throughout the whole month. They're on our station listening to whoever else is preaching, whoever else is teaching. Because why? Because we're making an effort to put as many shows as we can and as many ministers as we can on the air. We have now Pastor Mark Fields, who is part of our church streams. If you ever been to our site, you'll see churches streams, and right there is Pastor Mark Fields. Now he is in North Carolina. It's Charles Mellett's pastor. Charles Mellett does his show on Friday nights, and it's called Life Through the Eyes of Christ. He does his show at 8 p.m. Now every Sunday we get Monday or Tuesday we get a CD from Pastor Charles's pastor Mark Fields. And we just upload his current Sunday service. So if you're looking for a Sunday service, my dream is to have all the flavors of the rainbow for you there. We're going to have every type of church service imaginable. And every ethnic group. And every style of preaching. So we're going to have people from all over the world on that one page that says churches, streams. And that is going to be my goal. And my idea is to build that. And you know what? That has gotten so many hits. I think it's already had over 172 hits, and we only put it up maybe less than a week ago. Less than a week ago. Maybe a week ago. Had to be a week ago. I just built it and put it together and seen it. I see these things and I put them together and I build them, and it came out good. My pastor likes it. Of course, he's on it. I'm on it because I preach Sunday night service. And, of course, I'm on the top because I was a guinea pig. I had to make sure it all worked, and I had most of the material under me and all the stuff I built in there. And what's going to be cool about that site is that you'll be able to see their website. You'll be able to play the player, read their bio, and it's all going to be right there. We're still tweaking it a little bit, so you may not see everything that I'm talking about right now and every of those players. But Mark Fields, he's a good preacher. You got to listen to his sermon. Go to my site, Churches Streams, and go with the third player. Third player has his name, has his church name from North Carolina, Mark Fields. It is a good, Charles preaches really good. And it's a different style than Mark. Mark preaches differently, and you can just, you know, when you turn on the radio and you can just hear anointing, and you don't know these guys from anyone else, but you can just tell that is a man of God preaching. Because, I mean, there's plenty of people out there that preach, but we don't really know, you know. I'm just going to leave that alone. Because I'm going to hear this in a little bit if I keep talking too much about it. And I don't think I want to hear this. Yeah, we'll leave that one alone. But anyway, he's a great preacher. Great man of God. And I love sermons. I tell you what, if you don't love preaching, honestly, I love praise and worship. And I love all that. And I do. I love praise and worship. But I love good preaching. It's hard sometimes to get a preacher just to love other people's preaching. And I tell you, I've sat in churches where I just didn't really get anything. And these guys, I can hear them and listen to them. And every one of my guys, I call them my guys, of course. I need some girls. I need girls on the radio. I need some women on the radio. So you women out there that are hearing this, that want to show, that want to do something for God, I want you to tune in. I want you to get to talk to me, email me, write me, do what you got to do, call me. There's an 800 number on the screen that you're listening to at the bottom. It comes right to me. It comes right to the prayer line at some of the screens. So read which one you're going to be dialing. And I want you to think about it. We need some good women of God. My cousin asked me this weekend, well, what about the Women Day? I go, well, the Women Day is when you come on the radio. That will be the Women Day. Because we have faith, we have relationships Mondays and Fridays. Tuesdays is faith, Wednesdays is leadership, and Thursdays is outreach and missions. So whichever we have more material for, whichever kind of guest I get, or whatever God leads me on that day, that's where we go, outreach or missions. And we can include women's on Monday or Friday. It doesn't matter, and we can swap the days around. It's not tied down to those days, but it just gives me a scope to pray in. It gives me a scope and to think about and say, this is, I want to give you a good mixture. I just don't want to talk about relationships. I want to talk about other things too. Although I'm good at talking about relationships, and that's why we have 2 days. So, my friends, effort. What is your effort? What are you doing out there to help and touch people's lives? I want to tell you this, my friends. There has to be something happening. There has to be something happening in your life. You have to have thought of a great idea because God has put it in you. I am not the only genius he made, just plain. Just plain. I'm going to start hearing that thunderstorm again. I know that he's put something in you. Now, I know this ministry is from God. I know that God is doing something with Rev Media Network because, like I said, I have all these other sites, and this site has taken off tremendously, tremendously. When I tell you that for every one hit I get on all my other sites, I get over 300 hits for my Rev Media Network sites. So for every site, if I get 10 visitors on one site, that meant I got 100 visitors or 300 visitors on the other site. On Rev Media Network. So it is that strong. It is that moving. And I've looked at it. It's phenomenal. The numbers I've seen on this site has been so strong that I have to, I go back and look what I did when I built it and try and duplicate it, but it doesn't work. You can't duplicate. Only God can make things happen. Amen. I went back and I changed some tags and stuff on my other sites and kind of, you know, made them a little, dolled them up a little and sprayed the perfume on them, cleaned them up, made them look a little nicer, just like Rev Media looks. And they look nicer and stuff, but we're not getting as much traffic. That's because this is God's force right now moving. I'm not building this. He is. I have not publicized this website. I have not taken it and put it in the Google Ads or Yahoo search and bought any credits for this. I have just said, this is God, and we're going to put it out there, and we're going to see what people come. We're going to see. We're going to see who comes to this. And when I first put the station up, I had one visitor. Oh, yeah, I was discouraged. But then I thought, well, I'm not really playing that much music or that much shows or things like that. So I didn't really think about it. I didn't think about it until, and so I just kept going and adding shows. And I had tons of shows. Now, you remember the shows, if you've been listening to our station since May or June, we have tons of shows that we've done over the last 5 years. And Pastor David Hope has been on a lot of my shows, and he's no longer just a guest. He's the co-host. So it's like when I call him, he's my co-host. He's been with me for 2-3 years, definitely. I've been doing this for five years and stuff. And I used all those shows as much as I could at the beginning of June to get out there. But as soon as we started doing daily shows, and as soon as I got other people signed up to send us their shows and stuff, I kind of put those all, left them all alone. Now, those shows are on Midwatch with the Rev. They're on .com. They're on MidwatchWithTheRev.com, RelationshipSeries.com, and SurvivorsByFaith.com. Now, those are our archives, and you can find those links on any of our websites. They're going to have all three links, and that's where you find those programs, and you just search and find the one you want to listen to. But I wanted to let you know also that my sermons are now available for download and to hear. You can listen to any of my sermons that I'm preaching not only on Rev Media Network, on our Sunday sermon, as we upload and put a new service sermon on there. But as soon as my sermons are ready, they're on RevMinistries.com. That's Rev, R-E-V, Ministries.com. There should be a link on the page that you're looking at to that website, and you will be able to just go to Sermon Archives on there, and it'll have all my sermons there. Not many, but there's like four or five, and that's because I just recently started archiving them, and I have a lot of sermons. Oh my goodness, I have a lot of sermons, but they're all on tape. I have 3 years. I've always recorded my stuff, my taping and my sermons and stuff. I don't think any man of God should preach any place without recording it, because you're not only going to reach that room, because you may reach 100 people in that room, but if you have it recorded, there's thousands that will receive it. If you duplicate it, air it, whatever, what God gave you for that day can go on and on and on and on, just like the Word of God says, it shall never return to me void. It shall accomplish where I sent it. Amen? It shall prosper in the things that I sent it to. That's powerful words of God. Powerful words of God. Your word shall not return unto you void. Amen? Well, I want you to go to those sermons. You can hear them. You just click on them on the sermon archives. And when you click on them, they play right there. You don't have to download it or anything. You can download it. I don't mind. You can download to your iPhone or whatever. But you can just click on it and hear it. And hear it right there. It has its own little player in there. I was just so amazed when I built that. It was an accident that I built it, and I decided to keep it. So some things happen by accident. Penicillin was an accident. So that's cool. But this isn't as great as penicillin, but it's pretty cool to me. I like that. I like the way it sounds. I like the way it plays. It's easy to keep up with. It's easy to make things happen. Now, other thing that's happening. We need to continue to support outreach and missions. Remember, I was talking a minute ago, and I just went on a rampage on something else, but if you know me and my family, we're just like that. So, I'm glad you're listening. You haven't turned off yet. And support for outreach and missions is important. If you're not going to go out and do it, give to someone to do it. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. And I'm telling you this because this is what I was leading to before. Back in May of last year, I think it was May. Well, we'll just say sometime last year in the spring. I was really feeling to get outside the church, get outside the walls, and be used by God. In my heart, I knew that God wanted me to do television. He did. I knew in my heart, that He wanted me to do radio. But I did not want to go through the burden again of sending my shows from station to station, duplicating my shows, cutting my shows, making my shows, and sending them out on CDs. I just did not want to do that again. I just didn't have any desire to do that. So this was last year. But I didn't have no means either. So, I mean, it's not like I had the funds. You know how much it costs to get on regular radio? Easily, anywhere from, for a half hour, and I'm going to give out the rates just to let you know, for a half hour, anywhere on the terrestrial stations out there, it can go anywhere from $60 to a half hour, to $300 to a half hour, to $3,000 to a half hour. Now imagine having to pay for an entire month at those rates. Price is crazy. The prices are crazy. So, and I've been on stations with all three levels, all four levels. So, and it's a burden on you. It's a burden on your home. It's a burden on your ministry if you're not quite prepared. So I just didn't want to go through that. I didn't want to put my family through that again. I didn't want to make good choices, right choices, things that were going to happen, that were going to be effective and be low cost. How many of us know that ministry don't got to be high cost to be impacting? Amen? This ministry that we're doing right now on the station is not high cost, but it's impacting. So this is what I did. And I believe in sowing and reaping. I believe it. Though I got to call Daystar Television, and I got to send them a letter. I guess I should send them a letter, but I'm going to tell you what happened. Is there was a special, and it just really touched me on Daystar, and I just really felt, God, I'm going to sow to this ministry. I'm going to sow to this ministry because I want my television network. I thought I want, not just to be on radio again, not just to be on television again, but I said I want my own network. So I'm going to sell to a network. So from May all the way to January of last year, I sold. They had this really special. If you sent in $200 or so, that you get a Bible. Well, I never got the Bible. I sent the $200, but it was late in the year, so maybe I missed the deadline or something. But it was a cool Bible. It was like this Bible. Well, okay, forget about the Bible. Anyway, before I get off track here, I sold to the local radio station here in Houston, KSBJ. I sold seeds into their ministry monthly. I sold into TBN. Now, you may not agree with TBN. You may not agree with Daystar. I mean, there may be things that you don't like or people that are on there that you don't agree with, and that's not the point. You can't deny that they're touching people's lives. You can't deny that people are getting saved. You can't deny that they're getting into countries that should not, that are using satellite to touch people for Jesus. Now, their entertainment value is not your entertainment value. Their religious scope is not your religious scope. Forget about that right now. We're just talking about saving souls and sowing seeds. So, I sold a seed to them for 6 months, 7 months. And I kept sowing and sowing and sowing. Every month, it cut out of my check. Boom, sent it. Wrote that check. Not even thought about it. Sowing. That's besides giving my regular tithes to my church and my offerings to my ministry. And we kept building and building. And, I prospered. In those 6 or 7 months, I started to prosper pretty good. But finance is not what I wanted. No, I wanted my own station. I felt it. I knew. I didn't know how. I didn't know where. I didn't know when. I didn't know how we're going to get that done. I didn't. And then God showed me a way to get back into the radio on a secular station. And I did it. And it was low cost. And I did it. And it was a challenge. Get this. It was a challenge to get 1 hour show done once a week. It was a challenge for me. And now I'm doing 5 hours a week. 5 days a week. 1 hour a day. Five hours. But at that time, I just didn't have the scope to deal with an hour. Because I was used to doing 15-minute shows, 20-minute shows, 30-minute shows. We pre-record them. This was live. This was my taste going live. You're ready, set, go. You're on, Rev. It was my live studio performance, live studio audience. And I didn't know what to do. And I was on LA Talk Radio for about 3 months. And every month I'd pay the invoice every week that it came out, and I'd stay on the air. It was costing money. And then God told me that that it was time, like it was a monthly thing, so if you weren't going to be with the station anymore, you just had to give them an update, let them know, and they would just take you off the schedule or whatever. Yeah, it was pretty sad. They replaced my slot real quick. Anyway, God showed me that it was time to start my own station. And after being with LA Talk Radio and taking a field trip to Los Angeles to learn how things were done, now don't tell anyone I would deny this, I learned how simple it really was. I came home, looked up some things, and we have our own station. And it's touching people's lives. And there was a lot of trial, a lot of effort, but it was an effort. I made an effort. I made an effort, invested, and went out there to learn stuff, came back, built a station. Within a month, I was building a station. I was still on LA Talk Radio, and I was building a station. And then when I had it where my signal couldn't go out, I was like, why pay someone else to broadcast my shows online? And I put that money into the ministry, our ministry, to host our own station. Effort, my friends. Effort. You have to make an effort. If you don't make an effort, if you do not try, remember the story about the graveyard that we just talked about at the top of the show? Many people are dead in those graves that were men and women of God, and their dreams died with them. What is your dream? You remember a pretty woman the show, the movie with Julie Roberts, Richard Gere, at the end of the show. This back in the 80s. Tells you my age. And right at the end of the show, it's like the camera kind of zooms down into the crowd of the Hollywood streets on Hollywood Boulevard, and they have this guy standing at the corner with these tour guides in his hands or tickets in his hands, and he goes, "Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?" Well, my friends, it's the same thing. The very same thing. Welcome to God's kingdom. What's your dream? What is your dream for God? What's your dream, my friends? We'll be right back. God bless. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
I'm going to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, or at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us, and we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics, and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple. If you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show, you don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenue Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez. God bless you. People need God, my friends. People need God. In our silly news, let me tell you what I read today from Yahoo News. You know people need God when this happens, okay? People need God when bank robbers say sorry while making their getaways. In North Andover, Massachusetts, this is on Yahoo News, August 19th, that was yesterday, police said a man robbed a credit union earlier this week, apologized to employees as he made his getaway. Lieutenant Paul Gallagher told the Eagle Tribune that the man who robbed the Merrimack Valley Federal Credit Union of an undisclosed amount of cash Monday said sorry as he ran from the building. The suspect was not wearing gloves, and police are hoping he left fingerprints on some of the $100 bills he dropped as he made his getaway. He did not show a weapon. My goodness. My goodness. You know times are tough. Because I guarantee you that man was not a professional if he did not wear gloves. And he said he was sorry. He knew that he shouldn't be doing that. Probably felt horrible, but probably had to pay his bills. The economy's making some crazy people just do some crazy, crazy stuff out there. The other day, one of my friends on Facebook, Twitter, Facebook updated and said, just people are crazy. They are. They are very crazy. And I tell you right now that when bank robbers say they're sorry, you know, times are tough. They need God. People need God. People that are following God are going to realize this. that during this hardest time right now, if you have a family and you're having to put together things and make things happen and make things work because of the economy, you're realizing how great God is right now. I know you can testify about it. You may have been laid off or cut down on hours or whatever. It doesn't matter. God is good. God is awesome. And God will provide. God will provide. So my friends, I want you to think about the things that God is doing in your life right now. I want you to take what we talked about today, get a cup of coffee, a Coke, whatever, some water, whatever floats your boat, not too much wine, and I want you to sit down, and I want you to focus in your heart what God is doing in your life, because it's only your vision, not my vision. You can be a part of someone's vision, and it's a blessing to serve other people's visions. It is a blessing to be a part of someone else's visions, but God wants something tangible for you, and He has it out there. For now, do like I did. I wanted a station, so I sold to a station. I sold seeds to get what I risked in my heart from God, and God let me give and give, and then after 7 months or so, actually after 9 months, it was about a year from the date that I started sowing for a station that he gave me, that we actually are up and running and have an audience. It's about a year from that. So I'm telling you, my friends, do not count yourself out. Don't. Because you still can be used by God. All it takes is a little effort. If I didn't put no effort, I wouldn't have wrote my first book, wouldn't have wrote my second book, wouldn't have a publishing company within this ministry. And I wouldn't have this station. Because the only reason I got on radio was because I was trying to get publicity for my book originally. Anyway, my friends, it's that time, I think. And I think that I think today's show was a great show. I really, really think so. I think today that we hit something that was in me and made me want to talk a little bit about it, and we got it out, and it's a good thing. Tomorrow's going to be about relationships. So get ready for that. We'll do that tomorrow. But today is done. My friends, thank you so much for listening to Midwatch with the Rev. Please visit our websites, revministries.com, davidyannisministries.com, write us at therev@midwatchwiththerev.com, or david@revmedianetwork.com. And that's our show, my friends. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time on the Midwatch, we'll see you tomorrow for relationships. God bless you. Thank you again for listening to Midwatch with the Rev.